The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. U.S. retail giant Costco recently opened its first store in China. The new Costco store will be targeting China's growing affluent middle class who know the Costco brand from international travels. Julia Zhu is a Costco member.
So whenever I come back to China, I would bring many boxes of things back. Now Shanghai has one. I came here immediately to get a membership card.
Analysts say Costco faces a tough road and will be operating in an environment where many other international retailers have failed. In June, French supermarket giant Carrefour agreed to sell 80% of its China business to domestic giant Suning after repeated losses. And German wholesaler Metro is in the process of selling its operations to a local bidder. British grocery giant Tesco also pulled out of the Chinese market in 2014. Richard Zhang, Costco's senior vice president, says that the company has taken time to make sure that the market is mature enough and that consumers know their brand. Representatives say Costco's bulk buying strategy and practical approach will also help them avoid the pitfalls other businesses have faced. Costco's new business venture is launching in a still tense trading environment between the United States and China. It's expected that by the end of the year, the trade dispute will affect nearly all imports and exports between the two countries. In Kashmir, tourism has dropped after India revoked the region's autonomy, suspended phone and internet access in the region, and sent in government troops to control the region. According to government figures, the number of visitors dropped from more than 1.3 million in 2012 to 850,000 in 2018 in the Indian part of Kashmir. Many locals who make a living off of tourism are suffering. Bashir is a houseboat owner.
90% is tourism.
90% of Kashmiri people earn through tourism. So they're dependent on tourism.
The estimated $500 million tourism industry is central to Indian Kashmir's economy and employs roughly 100,000 people. Once known as the Switzerland of the East, Kashmir's tourism continues to suffer amid ongoing tensions between Pakistan and India. For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.